welcome to the Entertainment Talk for the week of July 28th. I am your completely exhausted co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and perky Melissa Hansen.
That's me, always.
Yes.
Y'all know that.
Mm-hmm.
Perky, my middle name.
That's right. So, Perky, what you been up to entertainment-wise?
Well, I saw the big summer blockbuster superhero movie of 2012.
Oh. Like old news with Eric Osperschlager, you are...
Yeah, I finally, 2 years later, saw The Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's one of those things. I wanted to see it, and it just never quite happens.
Yeah.
And it's back in Redbox for some reason.
Oh, wow. Oh.
So I had a coupon for a free rental. So anyhow, we watched The Dark Knight Rises.
And what did you think?
I didn't like it as much as the other ones.
Yeah, I felt the same way.
A few quick observations. I'm really glad Christopher Nolan made Inception, so he would cast this movie.
Oh.
Let's see. I liked Anne Hathaway. I liked the more... She was just a cat burglar.
Right.
She didn't get licked by 100 cats and get superpowers.
No.
You know? She was just, you know, a cat burglar kind of thing. And I liked her, like, ears.
Yeah.
How they did that. It was like goggles.
Right.
But when
right.
she flipped them up, they looked like cat ears.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like what they did with her in general.
Good.
My ears hurt by the end.
Yeah, it is a very visceral experience.
No.
Oh.
Well, it was, again, the Christian Bale.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
that worst whatever
thing that they've decided to do. He kept that up. And, okay, Tom Hardy.
Yes.
Thing. Sounded like this funky-ass mix of Darth Vader, Yoda, and Daryl Hammond doing Sean Connery. Oh, it drove me crazy.
And if I remember correctly, I think that was a post-production adjustment.
Oh.
I don't think that was ever originally intended to be that way. Now, here's my problem.
Well, whoever made that call, then.
Yeah.
It drove me crazy, his voice in this. And I'm like, it's Daryl Hammond doing Sean Connery.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, and here's my problem. So Bane in the books was always kind of the hired muscle. He was a second-tier character. He was a henchman. He was a hired gun kind of thing. To have him front and center as a villain didn't really work for me. Because I don't think he's the mastermind that Nolan made him out to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, you know. Again, this was after Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
As the Joker.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I guess anything would have been a letdown after that, but...
Yeah.
I'm glad I finally saw it, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, probably won't rewatch that one.
Yeah.
The other ones, maybe. So, anyhow. But then Thomas Lennon showed up in it.
Oh, that's right.
And actually, like, all of a sudden, I'm like, that's fucking Thomas Lennon. What is he doing in this flip?
Yeah. Now, I did the ridiculous watch all three movies in a row at the movie theater thing.
Ugh.
I bought that package. Of course, that was the same night that that kid in Colorado went crazy and murdered all those people.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah.
That was this one, wasn't it?
Yep.
So anyhow, that's
all
my...
Right. Well, I am... kind of operating in some weird dimension at the moment between sleep and wake and reality and unreality. We closed Music Man. We've been in rehearsals for Spamalot. We're opening Spamalot tomorrow, and I am exhausted. I've got nothing. Not left in the tank. My voice is trashed.
All right. Well, yeah. I'll carry this one.
So I have nothing. And, I mean, aside from the fact that I've loved doing theater all summer, I would not trade this experience for anything. I would do it again in a heartbeat. It is all-consuming, and you need to be on top of your game from word go, health-wise, emotional-wise, you know, everything, to be able to pull this off. So, and I'm not 20 years old anymore.
You're not?
Nope.
Oh, I still am. I don't know what happened.
So, anyways, that's where I'm coming from at the moment. And I apologize to all of our readers at DVD Verdict who have seen a drop off in the consistency of our content. It's just, when I get home at night, I literally pass out, and I don't have time to upload.
We've slowed down a little bit the past couple of weeks, but then we'll be back to normal.
Yep.
Very soon.
Yep. The show opens, my life will go back to normal, whatever normal is these days. And and we're making the transition to WordPress, which will make life a hell of a lot easier for everybody involved. So,
So, stick with us to this little bit of transitional period.
Right.
And we'll be better than
That's ever. Right. Absolutely. Box office this week. ScarJo.
Yeah. Well, the box office showed us we can't handle, powerful woman movies. Mm. We only need big, strong men movies, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Lucy kicked Hercules' ass.
Did. Yep.
Yeah, so Lucy number one with $44 million.
Yep.
Hercules, $30 million.
Yep.
Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Purge Anarchy, 10. And Planes, Fire and Rescue, 9.5.
There you go. I have not seen any of those.
Nope.
I'm going to try and get to see Planet of the Apes this week before it leaves the theater, so...
Yeah, I got to see the previous one.
Oh, that's good. Well, maybe Redbox has it, because it's actually a really good... Despite the fact that James Franco's in it, it's a good
Again,
movie.
It's one of those I kind of wanted to see and just never quite... Yeah, made it around to it.
I was a huge Planet of the Apes fan of the original series, and that really surprised me. I had no expectations going in, and it
really,
So,
yeah.
All right. That's
good things.
Next week, three pictures of note. Guardians of the Galaxy,
which
screened at Comic-Con, and everybody is falling head over heels in love with this thing.
Good. I'm excited about
So much so, they've already greenlit a sequel.
Okay.
The James Brown biopic, Get On Up, which also should do extremely well given the buzz that's been generated about it. And Dan Aykroyd actually plays a very significant role in the picture.
Yeah, good to see him.
And then there's the Irish drama... Cavalry, starring Brendan Gleeson as kind of a troubled, defrocked priest. You remember him as Mad-Eye Moody in the Harry Potter movies. But that's also generating some interesting award season buzz, so if you want something different, there you go. If you're not going to the box office, you want to see what's coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week, some interesting stuff. Noah, which I did not see. Russell Crowe is, the biblical... Savior. The Other Woman, which was the romantic comedy with Cameron Diaz, right? Yes.
No? Yeah.
Yes.
And,
Leslie Mann.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Twin
Peaks fans, very excited. Twin Peaks, the entire Mystery Streets this week on Blu-ray, which is both Fire Walk With Me, the prequel movie, and the original series, plus new content from David Lynch.
Boy, oh boy.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, Paramount decided not to give us a copy. We weren't worthy. So there. Mystery Science Theater 3000, Volume 30. Eric's working on his review. That's brand new this week. And then The Big Chill. The classic 1983 film comes to Criterion via Blu-ray this week.
Ooh.
Yep. You know, I've never seen that.
With Kevin Costner's, hand?
We Dead see body. Yeah.
Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big break.
Yeah. Over at Redbox, aside from Dark Knight Rises, we've got 300, Rise of an Empire, Heaven is for Real, Winter's Tale, fantasy romance, Robin Williams in The Angriest Man in Brooklyn, and Derek Hough's feature film debut, Make Your Move.
Uh-huh. Hey, then.
Sure, he has a bright future in cinematic experiences. Yeah. Netflix this week, Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman in The Master, which was an interesting little film, very intense, sort of a story of Scientology, sort of not. Joaquin Phoenix and Jeremy Renner in a film called The Immigrant, which I know nothing about, but it was from 2012. Bill Peterson and Brian Cox in Manhunter, This was the very first Hannibal Lecter adaptation of the Thomas Harris story.
Yes.
And it is creepy as crap.
Yeah, it's based on Red Dragon.
Yes. In a very low-budget film.
Yeah, kind of later remade.
Yes.
For budget after, you know, Silence of the Lambs.
Was it Ralph Fiennes that did that?
Yeah, he was in the remake.
Yeah. Speaking of Christian Bale and Woody Harrelson in Out of the Furnace. And then I know a movie everyone is falling all over to see because Netflix is exploding. This is the number one film of the week. Dean Cain and Robin Givens in Airplane versus Volcano.
Ooh.
I think this is an Asylum movie. Those guys make some of the... They out-schlock Roger Corman, which isn't easy to do.
No.
Over at Hulu, more famous names in movies you've probably never heard of. Jeff Bridges and Scott Wolf in White Squall, which was about the... I think it was a boating, yachting...
Yeah, like with kids.
Caught in a storm. Yeah.
Yeah, because I had a friend of mine. My friend Caroline, her son was going on like a sailing thing.
Yeah.
Boy Scout. She's like, White Squall, but hopefully without the boat ride.
Oh, God. Ugh. Halle Berry in The Rich Man's Wife. Michael Douglas in Solitary Man. Richard Dreyfuss in Prisoner of Honor. And Jennifer Beals in They Shoot Divas, Don't They?
Oh, right then.
That's all I've got for physical and streaming media this week.
Okay. Well, this week, Monday Night Bachelorette is finally over.
Okay. Didn't even know it was on.
And the new show on NBC, Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's he takes celebrities, like, into the whatever, jungle up back. Makes them survive.
Okay.
All right. And then Anthony Anderson. He actually has a new show on the Food Network.
What?
Eating America with Anthony Anderson.
Okay.
So he travels around and eats, you know,
yep,
all of our wonderful American specialties.
Like Guy Fieri.
Yeah. So Wednesday night on the CW, Penn and Teller Fool Us.
Ooh.
It's a magician's competition show.
No kidding.
Yep. And then you've all been waiting for it.
What?
Sharknado 2.
Oh, God.
The second one.
Uh-huh.
Sci-fi. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thursday, new show, The Quest. It's like a competition show, but it's set, like, it's kind of medieval theme to it.
Oh, my God.
Whatever. Sunday is the season finale of Halt and Catch Fire on AMC.
Mm.
Music this week. Eric Clapton and Friends, The Breeze, An Appreciation of J.J. Cale.
Hmm.
So one of Clapton's kind of heroes. Got a bunch of his friends to record with him and pay tribute.
One of the least interesting concerts I've ever been into in my life.
I'm a huge Clapton fan, and he is actually boring live. All right, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers have a new one called Hypnotic Eye.
Nice.
And then we talked about all of these soundtracks this week. Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
Is out. Get on up. And James Brown is out this week. And then Dawn of the Planet of the Apes soundtrack, which is Michael Giacchino.
Oh, is it really? I didn't realize that.
Yes. That is out on, you know, digital and CD and however you want it this
all
week.
Right.
Literature, The Graveyard Book, Graphic Novel, Volume 1.
Oh, my God.
Neil Gaiman, and P. Craig Russell is the illustrator.
Oh, that's his Sandman partner.
Yep. So
beautiful illustrator and painter. Yes.
Yeah, that is just going to be gorgeous and wonderful.
Mm.
Oh, fabulous. Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Season 1, Declassified.
Ooh.
Probably a big fan of the show. You can get all the background scoop.
Kind of thing.
Okay. The Nixon Tapes, 1971 to 1972, is transcripts. Douglas Brinkley sat and, like, typed up.
Holy crap.
Scripts of the Nixon Tapes.
Wow.
Okay. Shadows in the Vineyard, The True Story of the Plot to Poison the World's Greatest Wine by Maximilian Potter. This is a true story.
Really?
a small vineyard who does some of the most expensive, best rated wines, got like threats that people were going to poison.
Holy crap.
Their grapes and their wine. And yeah, it sounds actually kind of intriguing.
Huh. Soon to be a major motion picture.
Yes, I'm sure it will. I'm sure it will.
Yeah.
Essence magazine put together a bit of a tribute. Essence Maya Angelou, Her Phenomenal Life and Poetic Journey. So if you're missing her, check that out. Theater news.
Yes.
Scott Organ's Phoenix just began at Cherry Lane Theater. Hmm. And that stars Julia Stiles.
Oh.
Yeah. I think she would be really fun to see on stage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that is just opening.
Wow.
Yep.
All right. Entertainment in this news this week. Two words, Comic-Con, Comic-Con, Comic-Con. There was much less.
Six.
What?
That's not two. You can't count.
All right, six. Okay, yes, all right. See, well, this is what happens when your brain is operating on no sleep. Though there was much less of a Hollywood presence in years past, there were still many big reveals. First, the teaser for Zack Snyder's Batman vs. Superman. I am amazed how YouTube is quickly just ripping all of these things right off the site. You know how many people have phones that are recording pieces of content at Comic-Con. They are rabid. So if you can get in a window where somebody posts something before the 5 minutes and the lawyers take it off, good for you. I managed to see the teaser for this Batman vs. Superman thing, which is basically Affleck in what looks like a suit of Batman armor flipping on the bat signal. In a raging thunderstorm or something, and the light shines on Henry Cavill's Superman, who's flying there. And this is all... This looks like a very, very, very dark apocalyptic movie.
Yeah, it does.
It does. So, we'll see what happens. Gal Gadot, they released the picture of her as Wonder Woman. Very Xena warrior princess. But again, I'm curious to see what they do with this. I did not like Man of Steel. Aside from the Kevin Costner stuff. I'm not a big fan of Zack Snyder, so I'm going in with no expectations, and we'll see. I mean, Benji...
Yep.
Christopher Nolan unleashed his trailer for Interstellar, which the studio claims they are going to release within the next couple weeks. I did not manage to see this, but apparently it kind of gives a glimpse of some of the alien worlds that Matthew McConaughey is going to be visiting on this trip. Which is supposed to be phenomenal. We'll see.
Okay.
Marvel unveiled some footage of Joss Whedon's The Avengers Age of Ultron, which is supposed to be another dark movie, but it's balanced by this comedic piece, and I guess what they showed was the gang sitting around Tony Stark's penthouse trying to lift Thor's hammer. Nobody could do it.
Uh-huh.
But I guess Joss had knee surgery.
Oh.
So he injured himself. He was supposed to be at Comic-Con. He wasn't, but they brought everybody else.
Okay.
Michael Douglas is playing Hank Pym, and Lost's Evangeline Lilly is his daughter Hope Van Dyne in Peyton Reed's new Ant-Man, not Edgar Wright's Ant-Man, because that movie ain't going to happen. The villain is going to be Yellowjacket, which is played by House of Cards' Corey Stahl, and Douglas promises it's going to be a very compelling heist picture. So, again, Marvel has this unique way of kind of putting genres... overlaying genres on top of their hero stories. Like, Winter Soldier was very much kind of a throwback to the 70s action crime drama thing. As we mentioned, Guardians of the Galaxy is getting a sequel, which will be written and directed by James Gunn, and is scheduled for a July 2017 release. And there will also be a supporting Guardians animated series for Disney XD. Big surprise there. Daniel Radcliffe wowed the audience in Hall H with a trailer for his new horror comedy Horns. That is available out there, and it looks wild.
Okay.
I'm not even going to try to explain this. Just go take a look. And it's a very different role for Daniel Radcliffe, which is good.
Yeah, all his roles, though.
Yeah.
Lately, you know, especially if you include his theater stuff.
It's very smart on his part.
Yeah.
You know?
Can you believe that? Go back and watch, like, the first Harry Potter and something.
Oh my God.
That guy you know, is going to be a really fucking good actor.
Yeah.
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 Amazing.
Hunger Games released the trailer for Mockingjay Part 1. I still haven't seen the last Hunger Games movie. Walking Dead Season 5 finds our heroes heading to Washington to save the world. So I guess they're getting out of their Georgia setting that they've been in for the first four seasons.
Yes.
What?
I do not get that show.
I have not watched a single episode of it.
I do not like it. Oh, I don't get. Like, I get how you like zombie stuff and you want to watch it. But, like, people who think it's really good.
Yeah.
Like, it's quality television. I do not. It's crap. Okay, sorry.
Well, I haven't even watched Orange is the New Black Season 2. I've watched the first two episodes and I haven't finished it.
Yeah, we just started it. Okay. So maybe next weekend I'll have my review.
Right. And finally, the entire cast of Firefly is reuniting to voice a new online multiplayer game based on the series.
Woo!
It's called Firefly Online. So if you're into MPGs, you know, get excited because it's supposed to be pretty good. That's all I've got for entertainment news this week.
Okay. Well, Chloe and I, Courtney, have been living in the Hamptons.
Are they taping this?
This summer, because they're taping.
Of course.
Kind of thing, and starting a store, and there's been lots of backlash and, you know, all kinds of like stickers and posters and signs going up, you know, like with their faces and a red line through it and stuff. But Scott and the kids have been there too,
yeah.
Of course. So there's been stories about that, like Scott's partying so much and Courtney's like kind of kicked him out of the house and then let him back in and blah, blah, blah. She's pregnant with her third. Well, it was confirmed recently that this actually happened in June, but it was confirmed. Scott actually got hospitalized for alcohol poisoning.
Oh.
So bad. So supposedly now this was his wake-up call. Like, you know, the whatever. 39th wake-up call he's had, I think. But he's getting counseling and is sobering up and blah, 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 blah. Well, anyhow.
Do we have a contest this week?
We do. It's from Icarus Films. Mm-hmm. It's called Northern Light. And it's about an annual snowmobile race. It's a documentary.
Oh.
It takes place in Michigan.
Yeah.
In the UP. It's like a yearly race. And it's 500 miles long. And anyhow, so a documentary about that. And especially us, kind of Midwest and that area. And I find that interesting.
Okay. All right. Again, as always, we thank you guys for tuning in, for reading our reviews at DVDverdict.com, for listening to our podcast at DVDverdictPresents.com, and at some point in the near future, moving over to DailyVerdict.com. Until next week, Melissa Ann, take it away.
Lord, help me find a way so we can say goodbye.